Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is undoubtedly the most controversial film of the year. It's Nate Parker's Birth of a Nation.
This is the second Birth of a Nation. The first happened in 1915 under D.W. Griffith. But this current Birth of a Nation is by a black man who is a director, producer, and actor.
Nate Parker wanted to reclaim the title because D.W. Griffith's story had Ku Klux Klan members as heroes, and he wanted to take that back. It has nothing to do with that story. This is about the Nat Turner slave revolt of 1831.
Well, you know, it starts out in Virginia in 1809, and it seemed to me that they were going to do a prettified version of antebellum Southern living until the plot unfolded, and I was mesmerized by the absolute cruelty of slavery. I mean, of course, we all know it was cruel and inhumane, but to visualize it the way he did, I think it was a great historic version.
The importance of the story, I think, really helps overcome some of the filmmaking flaws. I mean, the film, it does meander, and it has it doesn't have a good dramatic arc. But this is a very powerful and harrowing film, and I think it's an important historic film because it touches on areas that have never been touched upon in film before. So this is an important story.
You know, it makes me wonder because we have experienced the 8 years of President Obama's term that so many films about slavery have come out in the last couple of years.
I don't know if one thing has anything to do with the other, but it is touching on some important stories that need to be told.
And everyone needs to know the history. The meat of this film is Nat Turner's evolution in his character about what was happening in the South.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.